light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Radical Compassion, Learning to Love Yourself and Your World with the Practice of Rain. By Tara Brach offers a deeply practical and heart-centered path for emotional healing and spiritual growth. Drawing on decades of work as a meditation teacher and psychotherapist, Brach introduces Rain, a four-step mindfulness process designed to help you relate to your pain, fear, and self-judgment with clarity and kindness. Instead of trying to fix or suppress difficult emotions, you learn how to turn toward them with presence and compassion, discovering the innate goodness that lives beneath your habitual stories of unworthiness. This book blends Buddhist wisdom, modern psychology, and relatable real-life stories, making complex inner work accessible for everyday readers. Whether you are struggling with anxiety, shame, burnout, or relationship challenges, Radical Compassion guides you through simple, repeatable practices that can transform how you experience yourself and others. It is both a teaching manual and a companion for anyone seeking more freedom, connection, and peace in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the practice of rain. At the center of Radical Compassion is the rain framework. Recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. Tara Brach carefully unpacks each step so that readers can use rain as a reliable map when strong emotions or inner turmoil arise. Recognize means honestly noticing what is happening in the present moment, such as anxiety, anger, or numbness. Allow invites you to stop resisting or fighting your experience, creating space for it to be there without immediate judgment. Investigate turns gentle curiosity toward your body, thoughts, and beliefs, asking where you feel the emotion and what it might be trying to communicate. Finally, nurture brings a deliberate gesture of kindness, often through self-talk, imagery, or a felt sense of care. Brach shows that rain is not an abstract philosophy, but a practice you can apply during conflict, grief, shame, or everyday stress. Over time, the repetition of rain rewires your responses, shifting you from reactivity and self-criticism toward understanding and compassion. Secondly, transforming the trance of unworthiness. A core theme of the book is what Tara Brach calls the trance of unworthiness, the pervasive sense that we are not enough, not good enough, lovable enough, smart enough, or successful enough. Radical Compassion explains how this trance is reinforced by family conditioning, cultural expectations, and personal trauma. Instead of treating unworthiness as a character flaw, Brach frames it as a learned pattern of thoughts, emotions, and body contractions. Through guided rain exercises, she shows how to pause when the inner critic attacks, recognize the painful beliefs at play, and allow the vulnerability underneath to be felt. By investigating where unworthiness lives in your body and what it fears most, you gain insight into your deepest unmet needs. The nurturing phase then offers a corrective emotional experience. You consciously give yourself the acceptance, reassurance, or protection you always longed for. As this process is repeated, the trance loosens. Readers learn to sense their basic belonging and intrinsic worth, independent of external achievement or approval, freeing them to show up more authentically in all areas of life. Thirdly, working with fear, anxiety, and difficult emotions, Radical Compassion dedicates significant attention to fear, anxiety, grief, and anger, recognizing them as universal human experiences that often feel overwhelming. Tara Brach explains that our habitual response is either to fuse with these emotions, becoming lost in them, or to avoid them through distraction, numbing, or overactivity. Using rain, she teaches a middle way, to turn toward difficult emotions with mindful awareness and care. Readers learn practical steps, such as grounding attention in the body, feeling sensations safely in manageable waves, and naming emotions without becoming them. Brach highlights how anxiety often masks a more tender layer of vulnerability and unmet longing, which becomes accessible through investigation. The nurturing step allows you to bring warmth to the parts of you that feel frightened or alone, using phrases of self-compassion or visualizing a supportive presence. The book offers many stories and guided reflections that show how people have used RAIN to move through panic, rage, or despair into a more spacious and stable inner state. This topic is especially powerful for anyone who feels controlled by their emotions or stuck in cycles of worry and rumination. Fourthly, healing relationships and cultivating empathy. Beyond personal healing, Radical Compassion explores how RAIN can transform relationships with partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Tara Brock explains that conflict often arises when our old wounds and defensive patterns are triggered. Instead of reacting from anger, blame, or withdrawal, she suggests pausing to do RAIN internally before responding. By recognizing and allowing your hurt, fear, or shame, you avoid projecting them onto others. Investigating reveals what you truly need, such as respect, safety, or understanding, while nurturing provides inner steadiness. From this more grounded place, you can listen to others with empathy and speak honestly without aggression. Brock also looks beyond individual relationships to collective suffering, including social injustice and cultural division. She shows how cultivating compassion for yourself naturally extends to others, breaking down the sense of separation. Practices of intentional appreciation, forgiveness, and seeing the shared vulnerability in all beings help you relate more kindly, even in challenging situations. This section emphasizes that radical compassion is not passive. It supports healthy boundaries, wise action, and the courage to engage with others from a place of dignity and care. Lastly, embodied presence, spiritual freedom, and everyday practice. A final key topic in radical compassion is the movement from conceptual understanding to embodied presence and spiritual freedom. Tara Brock emphasizes that RAIN is not just a mental technique, but a doorway into a more awake and loving way of being. Through repeated practice, you become more attuned to body sensations, breath, and subtle emotional shifts, learning to live inside your experience rather than in constant mental commentary. This embodied presence reveals what Brock calls your true nature, a sense of spacious awareness and loving connectedness that is always available beneath passing thoughts and moods. The book offers short, realistic practices that fit into daily life, such as micro RAIN pauses during stressful moments or evening reflections to digest the day. Brock also discusses common obstacles like doubt, resistance, and impatience, showing how they themselves can be met with RAIN. Over time, readers may experience greater inner freedom, less identification with limiting stories, more ease with imperfection, and a growing trust in their capacity for wisdom and love. This topic connects the psychological benefits of RAIN with a deeper spiritual path that does not require any specific religious belief. In conclusion, Radical Compassion is especially suited for readers who struggle with self-criticism, anxiety, emotional reactivity, or a chronic sense of not being enough. It will resonate with those interested in mindfulness, psychology, or spiritual growth, but who want guidance that feels practical, gentle, and grounded in real-life experience. Tara Brock offers not just ideas, but step-by-step practices, scripts, and examples, so you can immediately begin applying RAIN to your own challenges. This book can benefit your life by giving you a reliable method to navigate difficult emotions, heal old wounds, and relate more kindly to yourself and others. Instead of promising quick fixes, it equips you with tools you can return to for years, building emotional resilience and inner stability. Compared with many other self-help or mindfulness books, Radical Compassion stands out because it integrates deep wisdom with accessible language and powerful guided exercises. Buying this book means gaining a compassionate teacher on your shelf, one who walks you through the process of turning pain into presence and self-judgment into genuine self-acceptance. If you would like to support Tara Brock, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Gnar Tree, better life begins in a book.